All the students were amazed, and they couldn't wait to hear more. They were going to meet a real-life hero on Thursday. Marissa jumped in and said that her aunt, who was a veterinarian, had also done a heroic deed. Marissa told everyone about the time her aunt had saved a German shepherd that had been mistreated by its owner. As the students gathered around Marissa, Pedro walked slowly to his desk. He didn't want to hear any more. He loved his grandmother's stories, but the only stories she told were about life in the Mexican countryside. She wasn't a retired police officer who told funny stories. She had never rescued people from a burning building, and she certainly hadn't saved animals from bad owners. To tell the truth, Pedro's grandmother's stories seemed very boring compared to ones he had just heard. Suddenly, Pedro wasn't feeling excited about having his grandmother come to his class. But if he told his grandmother that she couldn't come on Thursday, she would be crushed. Pedro didn't want to hurt her feelings. Pedro shrugged his shoulders and slouched in his seat, trying to think of a way to get out of the presentation. He wished Thursday would never come. Chapter 3. Abuela's Secret. On Wednesday morning, all Pedro's grandmother could talk about was the oral history presentation. She was telling his mother that she had something special planned for the class. Pedro slowly swirled his cereal around in his bowl. He tried to concentrate on the stormy whirlpool of milk so he wouldn't hear the excitement in his grandmother's voice. How was Pedro going to tell his abuela that he didn't want her to come? He vaguely heard his mother tell him, "Abuela has been through a lot, and she is the perfect person for your oral history presentation." Pedro looked up and saw the happiness in his grandmother's eyes. He knew that she was looking forward to tomorrow, so he mumbled that he couldn't wait either. Suddenly, he didn't want to be in the room any longer. He quickly emptied his bowl in the sink, said goodbye to his mother and grandmother, and rushed out the door. He just couldn't tell his grandmother that he didn't want her to come.